This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I am here with Jasper. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Can you tell me about yourself?
What do you want to know?
About yourself?
I don't know. I'm currently getting ready to go down to Waikato University to do a BA in Māori Culture and Language. And I'm 20 years old and loving being myself, I guess.
Fun. How old are you?
I already said that.
Oh, yeah, 20.
What are your interests?
Māori stuff, rocks, fossils, meeting new people, making new connections, and daydreaming about Prince Charming.
When you say rocks, you mean like rocks, not like rock music or anything?
No, yeah, I mean actual rocks in the dirt rock.
What's so interesting about rocks?
Unlike men, they don't go anywhere.
Okay, what gender identity or culture do you identify with?
Probably male, yeah, mm-hmm. Male.
And what culture?
Bear Brotherhood.
That's a new one. What is your sexuality?
Gay. Well, gay pan, because it's complicated.
Do you want to get into that?
It's more like if I meet a guy that's a trans guy and I develop feelings for them, I'll go along with it instead of blocking myself just because they don't have male plumbing.
Male plumbing. Okay, when did you realise?
When I was about six, dressing up as a Disney princess.
I do that every night. No. A Disney princess, you say?
Yes, everyone from basically Sleeping Beauty to Ariel.
Everyone? So, no princess or anything?
No, never a prince, always a princess, because it's the princess that gets Prince Charming, isn't it? It's never like, you know.
So, when you realised, did you have, like, feelings for other guys when... Did you actually have feelings for other guys when you were, like, six?
Not that I can remember, no. It was just the thing, like, I just wanted to be a princess and wanted Prince Charming to sweep me off my feet on a white horse.
When did you start having feelings for guys?
When I was about 10 or 11, at an intermediate school, I developed my first crush on a guy.
Never on a girl?
There was a brief period, but it was more a mental attraction as opposed to a sexual or physical one. Mm.
So when you realised it, did you feel that you had to keep it a secret from people?
Not particularly, because it was everyone else around me that made a big deal of it. I was just like, yes, I'm gay, but just deal with it.
So, you didn't have any of those things like, shit, is this the right, or is it wrong?
Well, those kind of came about when I was in high school and actually properly came out to everyone when I was 16 on the school bus. And, but after a while, because my classmates were kind of saying, oh, but you're too straight to be gay, I was just like, okay, maybe I am straight then. But no, the feelings remain for guys, and my body doesn't respond to girls in the way that it should.
So, whereabouts are you from?
Originally, I was from Australia, but my parents moved to New Zealand when I was too young to have a choice in the matter.
G'day, mate.
More like I was 3 years old, so
So raised in, whereabouts in New Zealand?
All around Auckland, basically, from Parnell to Newmarket to out west to, yeah, basically.
So you're a city boy at the moment?
Well, currently I'm just being out in the city lots, but I'd still live out west.
So, are you out of the closet at the moment?
Why wouldn't I be?
How did you come out of the closet?
Announced it to the school bus. Like I said, I was sick of being asked who I'd rather date, Pamela Anderson or Angelina Jolie, so I decided, okay, to hell with it, I'm just going to go say it, and yes, I'm gay, everyone deal with it. And yeah, and my school promptly found my parents saying that I was making an issue of my sexuality.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do?
they gave me the both sides of the coin speech and mentioned how that one of my third cousins has died of HIV, so...
Really?
Yes.
How did they tell you that? They just set you down?
Well, basically the first topic that came into the serious conversation was, gay guys get HIV, you better be safe. So I'm like, okay... So, yeah, not the support of, hey, so you're this, blah, blah, blah. It was just, you know, all horror stories. Hmm.
So, were your parents supportive?
Not... Well, they're kind of subtly homophobic, so not particularly. Like, when I told my mum the same coming out story, she was like, so you took people telling you you're too straight to be gay as an insult? And I'm like, what?
So do you find it as an insult?
Well, it's like, it's very it's basing your views on someone's sexuality on a stereotype. And just like I get frustrated when a guy's too girly to be a guy, or not too girly, but too feminine, like acting and just, you know, out there and just being, you know, portraying themselves as a very feminine, uber feminine guy. It's the same with me. Like, if people see me as a straight male, I kind of get offended because, like, well, I don't fit the grain of traditional gay guy, but I'm certainly not straight.
Do you feel that you have to present yourself as gay? And
no, if people ask, I'll say, yeah, I'm gay, I'm into guys, so, yeah. Your girlfriend won't have a chance with me, so you can stop being jealous.
Do you ever have to? Do you ever have the feeling like you shouldn't have to say that you're gay just to keep if they ask?
Well, if it's sometimes it'll be obvious. Like if I'm with a guy and I'm being all cuddly with them and being romantic, then it should stick out like a sore thumb.
Not like then they wouldn't have to ask the questions like, oh, so you're straight?
Yes.
Just you two are just like very close.
Yes, very much. I think if anyone's still in that stage, it's my parents, because whenever I have guys over that I like, I'm banned from touching or going anywhere within a meter of them.
It's like really strict. You on that side, you on that side, kind of thing.
Pretty much. Like we have to be on opposite sides of the couch as long as my parents are around. Which is odd considering they're romantic in front of me, like 24/7.
And they're like, do they put themselves between you two?
No, just they'll be keeping an eye on, because in my house you can see from the kitchen into the living room, and they'll just be watching from, just making sure that everything's staying where it should.
Saying as, you know, it's you two staying together and nothing stolen.
More like just, not stolen, but just staying where we should and not going past the friend zone.
The line in between the couch, that's the friend zone.
Pretty much. It's like my parents say, oh, you're not allowed to until you've been in a long-term relationship. And I'm like, well, how am I you helping by preventing me from being romantic?
Yes. So you're out to everybody, right?
Yes, out to absolutely everybody.
Have you ever had the thoughts where you shouldn't be out to everybody, or maybe I shouldn't tell that person or something like that?
Not really, because I've encountered all sorts of people, and the most harassment I've ever got from anyone was from an ex who just was abusive and beat me up, so... And, yeah, that was... Yeah, I've never received any kind of harassment that would make me think I shouldn't be out to anyone.
Mm. So, did you have any partners or friends that you weren't that told you not allowed to tell them that you were gay?
No, it was more just the hardest thing was when my mum took me overseas when I was 17, I was trying to come out to my relatives there in the UK, and my mum would go behind my back and tell them all it was just a phase. So I had to explain myself over and over again. No, this is not a phase. Yes, I am gay. Yes, I like men. Deal with it.
Did you ever thought it was going to be a phase, or...?
Not particularly, because when I had my first computer at 14, it kind of opened all the doors to the World Wide Web, and...
Started exploring.
Basically, started exploring, and yes, straight and lesbian stuff just did nothing for me at all.
You get into that little world, take your first step and start singing, I walk 500 miles.
Pretty much, you're just, you know, starting into the world and you're just discovering what makes you tick.
So, how do you feel about being out and about being out?
Oh, like, I think a lot of people have different expectations about being out. Like I've mentioned earlier, if you are out, a lot of people expect you to be flamboyant and feminine and glamorous. And, oh my God, honey, I love that dress on you. Oh my God, is it the lace by Gucci? Oh my God. But I just, like, I'm me. You got a problem with that, you can go talk to your more gay friends. Because I'm just going to be me. And if I'm sorry, you can't go shopping with me, or you can't, you know, pick out who's the latest designer is, because I wouldn't even give a damn. Mm.
So how did you feel when you realized?
When I realized, I was like, okay, this is new. I don't know about anyone else in my class or in my year who might be gay. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to deal with this in my own way.
Did you ever thought you had no idea what was happening?
Yeah, when I first developed my first crush, I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? I'm not supposed to be, you know, attracted to guys. And my parents were just saying, it's just a phase, you'll be perfect fine, it's just a phase. No, but that phase just lasted a bit too long.
Comes a point of time where it's more than just a phase.
Pretty much.
I think the dresses as princesses.
Should have given them a hint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I think parents only see what they want to see.
Mm. Do you ever think that parents want their children to see as to be an image of themselves, or to be the perfect little straight child they want them to grow up as to be?
Well, to my parents, it's like they want me to be straight, because I asked my mum, I said to her, Mum, I know you'd rather me end up with a girl. And she's like, well, I just want you to be happy whoever you're with. And like, I was watching Modern Family and I was pointing at the fat gay guy, well, chubby gay guy, and saying, oh, that's gonna be me in the future. And my dad, who was sitting next to me, was like, turned to me, like, really? I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm gonna have the red head gay guy's body and the fat guy's personality. He's like, oh, that's much better. So it's not just my gayness that they want to reshape, it's my kind of being.
Mm.
Because both of them are really health fanatics and, you know, do everything to keep fit, like yoga and surfing and whatnot. But they just look at me and I think they see me as a lump of clay that they want to
mold. So, what support do you have?
Rainbow Youth. And my friends and people that have just stuck by me throughout everything and just, yeah.
So, you're in a relationship at the moment?
Again, fairly complicated. The guy is like thousands of miles away in America, and he's just giving me...
Oh, I walk 500 miles.
Well, and he's just giving me permission to see whoever I like until he gets here, which will be in August, so...
So, has you been completely out, or when you your past with your realization, has that ever affected your relationships at all?
Not really, but I guess discovering myself as being gay has kind of made me more open and more, like, accepting. But to the point where everyone's innocent until proven guilty with me. So I've dated and met some real douchebags in my time who have just trampled over everything I believe in. So it's a hard road. I'll say that.
I love that saying, innocent until proven guilty. I think there's no innocence in the gay community.
That could be true, considering the amount of guys I've met that have kind of wowed me with the extent they'll go when it comes to getting a root.
So, how do you meet other people?
Tagged, Facebook, ID, pretty much any resource at my disposal I'll use.
On the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
So what's your definition in virginity?
Definition of virginity? basically, if you're a gay man and you've taken someone up the ass, or you've been taken up the ass, that's your virginity gone.
Okay, and have you experienced or received any abuse or abusive behaviour because of your sexuality or your gender identity?
Not really gender identity, but gender expression, because since I don't express myself as a, you know, flamboyant gay man, a lot of people give me a bad rap for that, but apart from that, not really, no.
Do people expect you to like certain things or stuff like that?
They expect me to act a certain way, and like they expect that whenever I have a conversation with someone, my wrist will go flying and I'll start talking like Lady Gaga.
Or just the whole little, hello!
More like, yes, and snapping fingers and just going, oh my god, yes, you did, yeah, no, don't talk to me, no.
Do you ever think that they, do they say, oh, so you like Lady Gaga, hey?
Well, yeah, you had to get a few people like that, but let's be honest, what gay guy out there doesn't?
Do you like Lady Gaga? I can name a few. Well, see, there's a guy in the far corner of the room that doesn't like Lady Gaga.
Yes, but...
Go back to your corner.
Well, there'll be exceptions to every rule.
Okay, that's pretty much the end of this interview. Is there any questions you want me to ask or any comments you want to say?
Just... If you're coming out as a young gay man or a young lesbian woman, be yourself, because there are too many fake people out there pretending to be things that they're not. So just be yourself and have strength within yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more you can love others.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
All good.